chairs and sofas and everything we're talking about, you would say, are pieces of what?
Pieces of furniture.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard a term in other houses where you would have a closet or something in the kitchen where you would keep canned goods and that sort of thing? I don't think that's put in the modern kitchen. Some kind of color. Pantry.
Put ours in the cellar back at the on the farm.
Was it actually under the ground?
It was actually under the house, yes. And you had to go outside the house to get into it. All the canned fruits and vegetables were put in the cellar because it was cooler down there.
Ah. Well, it'd be like most potatoes, I've heard, often put in the cellar. But
my sister once, these cellar doors, they're wooden frame with tin normally in. They're quite heavy, and normally two doors that open up. And my sister dropped one on her cat and cut it in half one time.
Some cat can hardly have an experience like that and remain entirely cheerful. Wow. I thought you were going to say, dropped it on her brother or something.
It's the same sister that threw one cat into the fireplace. But it survived.
Was there a fire?
There was a fire.
What prompted her to do this?
Well, my sister was a small child, and it seemed she was sitting there looking at the fire, and it was so cold outside, but warm and comfortable, and the kitten had come in and was cold, and she just wanted to make it warm and comfortable, so she just pitched it right in. But she was quite agile and jumped right out.
What about, would you ever hear the term safe or something that goes in the kitchen?
A safe? A safe, as I recall, is a piece of furniture which houses flour and meal. And I have the upper section of one in my basement that I store some parts in.
I know they usually have those tin in the doors or something.
Right, tin in the door. The doors open with little hinges, and there's an area in it that you can turn a crank and the flour comes on out.
Right. Did you all have this made or make it or something?
We had that made. We looked for a long time for an old piece that had the depth to house a color TV because it's so deep.
That's a beautiful
We
piece.
Never could find one, so we drew the specs and Gene had that one made.
That is gorgeous. It's not really cherry, is it?
Mm-hmm.
It is cherry. Right.
You mean there's somebody around here who make... Who
Nashville.
Oh,
Lebanon, Tennessee, out from Nashville. Not local.
He made our dining room table too, Bill. I want you to look at it.
Took him a year to finally get that.
I can imagine there's a lot of cherry. I mean, it seems to me cherry is not that common anymore.
I don't know.
He uses only cherry and walnut.
Right. He uses those two woods on... And he builds... Most any piece of furniture, beds, chairs, chests.
That's the thing I would be interested in. All of our furniture is either cherry or fruit wood. We got our first mahogany piece the other day. Somebody gave me an old floor lamp, solid mahogany floor lamp. But until then, it just started out just accidental. But all of the furniture that Ann's family had was either cherry or this. I don't really know what kind of wood fruit wood is, but it's a very light wood. It looks like it might be apple wood or something like that. I like it much better than the real dark stuff. What about that kind of desk, just like that golden oak table, that grain in there, like that old roll top desk. Let's see. What about old worthless furniture or old tools or anything like that you might pile up around the house? You call that what?
Antiques or junk?
Okay.
We've got some.